Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. The time is 2:06 p.m. If you're joining us off-net or online, we're in Juneau, Alaska, the state capitol, fifth floor, room 532, Senate Finance. I'm co-chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this afternoon, Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good afternoon.
Senator Machicki.
Good afternoon.
Senator Stevens.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Co-Chairman Hoffman is on other state business at this time and should be joining us shortly. On today's agenda, we have SB 128, Marijuana Education Treatment Fund Program. Is there anything else to come before the committee before I begin? A brief update on March 1st, 2018, and again on March 2nd, 2018, we heard this bill. We adopted the CS version U. The public hearing was opened and closed. I'd like to invite Ms. Lucky to the microphone. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion on adoption of a new CS?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 128, version 30-LS1069, /Romeo for the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of understanding the changes. Ms. Lucky, you could identify yourself for the record and walk us through the changes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the Senate Finance Committee. There is one small change in this bill. It is contained on page 1, line 13. And as you may recall, when this bill was presented before the committee, there was a concern that changing the percentage rate to 35% was a little high, and so therefore this CS does return the percentage to 25% of the taxes that are received. Remember, 50% already goes to the recidivism fund, reduction fund, and this was a bill to determine what could be used of the other 50%. The bill now uses 25% for the new Marijuana Education and Treatment Fund, and that change, again, is on page 1, line 13, and it just changes the number 35 to 25%.
Are there questions from committee members on the CS and what the CS does? I'll withdraw my objection. Is there further objection in adopting the CS for Senate Bill 128 Finance, version R? Seeing and hearing none, it's adopted, and the CS, version R, is before the committee. I'd like to, Senator, Ms. Lucky.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, I neglected to say during the presentation that we were unable to get a fiscal note in time for this meeting. However, we do have from Public Health Jill Lewis here that can present the draft fiscal note to explain what this will cause. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Lucky. Senator Giesel, if you could join us at the microphone. Senator Giesel, do you have comments on the CS or on the bill before us? I apologize. I should have done that before I removed my objection. Senator Giesel?
Madam Chair, for the record, I'm Senator Kathy Giesel, representing Senate District N. Madam Chair, I have no objections to the committee substitute. I support it.
Thank you. Senator Giesel, for those that might be following us at home, could you give a brief overview of the bill before the committee?
Absolutely, Madam Chair. As your staff, Ms. Lucky, said, there is tax money coming in from marijuana sales, commercialization sales, and 50% of that money has been designated for recidivism. There was the other 50% left. The Division of Public Health and the Department of Health and Social Services recognized that education and treatment will need to be addressed, particularly the education of children in terms of the dangers of marijuana and side effects. Consequently, they requested, this bill is actually an administration bill, they requested that an education and treatment fund be provided with some of the remaining 50%. And that's what the 25% will be directed to, predominantly to after-school programs, which most effectively communicate with children. But in addition, it will supply folks like me, who are clinicians working in school-based clinics, with education materials so that as I talk with, in my case, middle school and high school students, I'll be able to share that information. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to clarify again, your intent was that this would not remain within the department, that it's by a grant to or contract with and you have several listed, but specifically for a program, but your intent is that the vast majority, other than possibly an administrative cost, would be going to after-school programs for a marijuana misuse prevention program.
Senator Michigi, through the chair, you are correct. Thank you for that clarification. The Division of Public Health manages the tobacco prevention program. This would be managed similarly, the development of materials, but then the grant money will go out to multiple small organizations, actually organizations of various sizes. My hope is that many of them will go to rural Alaska as well as urban Alaska.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Michigi. Thank you, Senator Giesel. Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think this is a great bill. I think what you're doing is really necessary. I guess my only question would be about involving the Department of Education and our school districts and our teachers. Will those funds be available to them? And are we planning on the Department of Social Services having an ability to work with our school districts and our Commissioner of Education and those folks?
Senator Stevens, through the chair. This was a suggestion that was actually made in the other body. In communication with the Commissioner of Education, I was informed that they would prefer, the Department of Education would prefer, that the Department of Health and Social Services, through the Division of Public Health, actually manage these funds in the form of grants. Certainly, schools will support these programs in that many after-school programs occur in schools.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the districts, individual districts will be, and schools would be available to apply for grants through this.
Senator Stevens, through the chair, I believe that would be the case. Jill is here from the Division of Public Health, and she can answer in more detail, as they do manage the Tobacco Prevention Fund right now, and this would be managed similarly in the form of grants.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'd like to ask that of the department to...
Certainly. Thank you, Senator Giesel. I'd like to open the public hearing on Senate Bill 128. Is there anyone here in Juneau, off-net or online, wishing to testify on the CS for 128? The change on the CS is small from some perspective. It's a reduction of 35% to 25% of the use of the taxes collected under the section and deposited into the Marijuana Education and Treatment Fund. Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Ms. Lewis, if you could approach the microphone, your name for the record, and then, as I understand it, you have a draft fiscal note for our consideration.
Thank you very much. I'm Jill Lewis, Deputy Director for the Alaska Division of Public Health. Begin with, I'd like to address a couple of questions that we've already been asked today. The fiscal note, with the addition of the after-school programming to this version of the fiscal note, of the bill, the fiscal note will reflect that half of all of the funding that we're receiving is going to go towards and be directed at after-school programming. The remaining of funds will go towards the other elements that are mandatory in the bill, including the other community health grants, the workforce development piece, the surveys, monitoring, and the treatment aspects.
Senator Stevens, did you have any
questions? Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I certainly have no objection to what you're planning at all, but, you know, teachers have our kids in front of them for 5-6 hours a day, and you're concentrating on after-school programs, which are certainly important. Is there room in your program to work with districts?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, there's absolutely room to work with the school districts. The part of the bill that talks about the community health, grants, those are not just for after school. The majority of the money will go in that direction, but there will also be a significant component that we plan to use, especially to leverage existing programs and add on modules appropriate for marijuana prevention and education. We have many grants that already exist for school districts or for, say, at-risk populations, maybe in the juvenile justice system. And we would be able to add on a module to some of those existing programs, because right now a lot of marijuana programming specific doesn't really exist. And so we'd be developing that and then sharing that and granting money out as an add-on, and that helps us to keep the administrative costs down. But the schools would totally be able to participate in that part of our programming.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ms. Lewis, if could you help us understand a little bit about how the tobacco products, how the tobacco, anti-tobacco works in the schools that you're working with now? How is that moved through the school districts?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, the tobacco program works with local grantees that are spread out throughout the state. And then those grantees then are working individually in their geographic area with a variety of different entities, and that would include working with school districts on cessation, prevention, and making those services available.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I could ask another question. So I understand several points in here about youth, but also you're attempting to reach young adults and adults as well. Is that right?
Ms. Lewis.
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, the primary focus of this fund is to address youth prevention, but there will be some benefits for the adult population and the young adult population for whom it's legal to use marijuana. In particular, some of the education materials and some of the treatment and things, those options will also be available for adults.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Great step forward.
Senator Stevens, thank you. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Lewis, so do you do the hands-on curriculum development?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, the Division of Public Health would develop the curriculum and the materials. And if we were working with school districts, we would be working with the Department of Education to make sure that we were developing appropriate materials.
Follow up briefly.
Senator Bishop.
You probably already do, but in case you don't, could you add a section in there? I can see three professions sitting at this table that has a zero tolerance for alcohol, for drug and alcohol use in their workstation, okay? And that's not state law, that's federal law. And I just want to make sure we can drive that point home to kids as they're seeking a career pathway to make a living for the next 40 years of their life, that if they want to enter any of these areas that winds them up, by the way, Code of Federal Regulations 49 CFR says if you're going to fly an airplane, drive a truck, work on a pipeline, work in a pipeline terminal facility, et cetera, and a whole host of other job professions, that it's zero tolerance. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Ms. Lewis, we have a fiscal note that represents 25%, so the effect is 2.125 long term. It looks like we're adding a position. Can you walk through the fiscal note? We are going to have an updated fiscal note. This has the correct numbers, I believe, but the narrative on the back needs to change.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The fiscal note that you currently have in front of you is going to change not in the total amount of dollars, but in the how they are allocated on the different line items. With the addition of the after-school program, the grant line is going to get larger, but the bottom line will remain the same. There's $100,000 beginning in the first year and in the out years that is for personal services for one new physician to manage the program. This position will oversee all the grants, any necessary contracts, evaluation, data analysis, et cetera. There's $5,000 a year for travel There are services in the first year of $242,500, and increasing to $560,000 in the that'll be in the out years. That is going to be for contracts mainly, in order to have those survey questions and to do the extra analytics and to develop some of the materials that will be necessary for the education. In the grant line, the amount for the grants will increase to about $412,000 in the first year. Mainly that's going to be targeted at an after-school program, and then in the out years, after we have ramped up, then that number will increase to $1,645,000. And the and then in a separate fiscal note, that's the public health fiscal note, there's a separate fiscal note for behavioral health that is reflective of the treatment component. And that one is, I think, right at about $65,000, and then about $180,000, I think, in the out years for that one.
Are there questions on the fiscal note? Are you ready to move the bill? Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 128, version 30-LS1069, /Romeo from committee with the forthcoming fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill 128, finance, /R, moves from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations. Fiscal notes forthcoming and individual committee recommendations. Seeing and hearing none. Moves. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Senator Machicki.
Madam Chair, I was going to save this for the floor, but I've served on boards and I'm serving on one board of an organization that could possibly be an appropriate entity for receiving some of these funds. Just wanted to get that on the record.
Thank you. Brief at ease while we're signing the paperwork.
We're back on the record. The bill that we just had before us, Senate Bill 128, I just wanted to make sure I put on the record for clarity that there is an offset per se to revenue. There's no new revenue. We collect taxes on marijuana, and we're setting aside a portion of that $2.5 million, I believe was the number, somewhere close to that, into DGF. And so it's a diversion of general fund dollars that will be dedicated for the purposes listed in Senate Bill 128 and moving that to a DGF account. So just for clarity. With that, is there anything else to come before the committee? We are working and waiting on CSs to try to bring completed bills before the body. So again, anything that we've previously heard could come back up. It just depends on how and how quickly we can get it through legal services or address the concerns that others may have had on bills before us. On tomorrow's agenda, we will be previewing for the first time HB 306, its PERS and TERS distributions, HB 47, municipal PERS contributions with interest and interest, and HB 217, local food government procurement farm tours. So that's April 25th at 9 a.m. Those are the three bills for consideration. Those should be posted shortly, but those are what we've prepared for your information for tomorrow. Anything else? Seeing and hearing none, we're adjourned.